You're listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Navigating a doctor's appointment can be confusing. There's medical jargon, questions about insurance, maybe some anxiety around a complicated diagnosis. Now imagine hearing about all of that in a language you don't understand. Recent changes by the Trump administration could affect those who need interpreters when they go to a doctor's visit or the hospital. KFF Health News correspondent Vanessa Sanchez has been reporting on how these new policies are impacting care, and she joins us now. Vanessa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we know it's important for people to get clear, understandable information from a healthcare provider. Why are interpreters in healthcare coming up as an issue now?
Funding cuts by the Trump administration have forced some clinics to reduce services. That's on top of an immigration crackdown that at times has targeted health clinics, and an executive order the president signed declaring English the official language of the United States. Mara Udelman is the managing director of federal advocacy with the National Health Law Program. She's based in Silver Spring, Maryland. She says these policies are causing confusion.
Healthcare providers and hospitals not knowing what this means for them and what they're supposed to be doing. And patients not understanding that they still have the right to language services.
So what is the law when it comes to language services?
Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits discrimination based on race or national origin. The Supreme Court has interpreted the law to cover language too. And the 2010 Affordable Care Act requires health providers receiving federal funds to make language services available. The ACA requires hospitals to provide interpreters at no cost to patients. Here's Udelman again.
These civil rights laws still exist and can't be changed by an executive order.
But executive orders can affect how those services are provided. For example, President Trump signed an executive order that no longer requires agencies to reduce language barriers.
And how would that affect someone needing an interpreter?
HHS has not yet said what, if anything, may change, but advocates for healthcare access are worried some protections could be rolled back. One rule prohibits health providers from using unqualified staff, family members, or children to provide interpretation during medical visits. Policy experts are also watching to see if there will be administration changes to the rules on artificial intelligence in medical settings. For now, the rule is that a qualified human must review AI translations of sensitive medical information.
And some states are already using some of this AI technology. The Virginia Department of Health, for example, uses Google Translate to provide automated translation on its website, right?
Right. And that caused some problems during the height of the COVID pandemic. The state wanted to let people know that there was no vaccine mandate, but the website translated it as La vacuna no es necesaria, which translates to you don't need the vaccine.
That is alarming, especially given how much misinformation was spread about vaccines over the course of the COVID pandemic. And as uncertainty continues on the federal level, Vanessa, how do local laws fit in?
Local laws around medical interpreters could become more important. DC, for example, requires district programs and services to provide equal access to people who have some or no ability to communicate in English. But a bigger worry is that some people won't feel comfortable requesting these services, even if they are still available. I spoke with several people in California who provide medical interpretation. They said they have seen a drop in demand for interpreters since Trump took office. They said people aren't asking for help like they used to.
That was Vanessa Sanchez with our partner KFF Health News. Vanessa, thank you so much for your reporting and your time.
Thank you.